Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Arr, ahoy, crew members. Today's show is a service of our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this show. Thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello?
Yes?
Did you hear what I just heard? It kind of sounded...
That's the end of that element.
I didn't know that it went like that.
Yeah. You want to hear it again?
Yeah, play that again.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Are you okay? It just never sounded that clear.
Well, I mean, we did just start playing it 6 years ago. So
no, it's just I usually talk over it, but I was thinking because this is a different kind of opening to the show today.
True enough.
Because I've been digesting a lot of things in the news, and like everybody else, I've never really felt as bombarded as I have this past week with everything. It's just, I'm not a news turner offer. I'm not somebody that does that, but it really has gotten to a point where it's a bit overwhelming for me, you know, just a bit crazy. So,
sure.
But I agree with all the, with tabling all the infighting and, but yet I have this within me, this desire to just say things and say my piece. And I said, well, what better way to do it? Within all Irishmen is a poet.
Yes.
Is a poet just yearning to break free and get out there and say his piece. And I think that some of the greatest poets in the world have been Irish poets. I can't tell you who they are.
Charles O. Dickens.
Yeah. Charles O. Dickens.
Of course.
He's Robert O. Frost.
Of course. Bob O. Frost. But also
Rob McFrost.
Beyond being an Irishman, you are also a communicator. And when you're bottled up, you have things you want to say.
Like a genie.
Yeah, so you're like a double pumper. You're a double threat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tried this poem out on my wife, and she enjoyed it. She mentioned the word viral. She said this is going to be something that is good, that people will enjoy. So I figured that I would just share it with all of you. Then we can start the show, and then I will accept my critiques and my reviews.
No critiques here
for my
constructive
my
criticism.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. This poem is entitled "Isis" by Mike O'Mara. All right, here we go. There once were some asshats called ISIS who drove the free world into crisis with their horrible crimes and their promos online, death to us with our money and vices. So we cowered in front of our tubes. We made judgments from inside our cubes. The bad guys would cheer if they all saw our fear. We are nothing but pitiful rubes. We searched desperately for someone to blame, pointed fingers for this bloody shame. We fought with ourselves like good little elves, solving nothing in this deadly game. And the media, don't get me started. Lock your doors, 'cause a Muslim just farted. Day and night on the news, showing how we can lose. No real help for the loved ones departed. So I thought, what can I really do? And it came to me, I'll talk to you. We're here every day. I think I'll have my say and feel better when this poem is all through. So my message is, screw all the fear. The bad guys have always been here. The borders don't matter. We're all still getting fatter, and the fix isn't terribly clear. But I believe that we shouldn't be scared. It's not like we're all unprepared. We're aware of the threat. The thugs will be met with a country both brave and prepared. And if one of the bastards breaks through, if the day turns to night next to you, then the brave of this nation, like the best generation, will deal with it. We always do. And if we are the home of the brave, there's another group we need to save. They're the victims of hate, and for them it's too late. And it's time for us all to behave. Like Americans in the land of the free, we're all immigrants, and it's plain to see, no matter the war, we will not shut the door. It's not what I want us to be. What I want is for us to be strong in a country where we all can belong. Whatever the fight, we will do what is right, and our nation will thrive and live long. I'm not saying we have to be blind. There is evil that we need to find. But if we want to be free, let us all hear this plea. Please be strong in your heart and your mind. Because when, at the end of the day, you reflect on these words that I say, you will hopefully know that we need to show all the world that we know the way. For me, it's abundantly clear. We're Americans. No need for fear. It's time to stand tall, celebrate one and all those fine principles that we all hold dear. So love yourselves and love each other. Every human is your brother. Fight the hate with every pore. Win the battle, win the war. And when the battle's finally won, step into the morning sun. Good will triumph, evil will fail. You all know we will prevail. We are strong and we are just. We need brotherhood, we need trust. We are the light that shows the way. We are the good old USA.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Where the f*** you get off talking to people about me behind my back going over my head?
What people?
What people would you think? I wasn't going to find out.
I don't even know what you're talking about, Nick.
No? You said I'm bringing heat on you? I gotta listen to people because of your f***ing shit? You're ordering me out? You better get your own f***ing army, pal.
I didn't do anything. I mean, I didn't order you or anybody. I only told Andy Stone that you had a lot of heat on you and that was a problem.
You want me to get out of my own f***ing town?
Yeah, I said let the bullshit blow over for a while so I can run the casino. Anything goes wrong with the casino, it's my ass. It's not yours, it's my ass.
I don't know whether you notice or not, but you only have your f***ing casino because I made that possible. I'm what counts out here. Not your f***ing country clubs or your f***ing TV shows. And what the f*** are you doing on TV anyhow? You know, I get calls from back home every f***ing day. They think you went batshit.
I'm only on TV because I gotta be able to hang around a casino. You understand that. You know that.
Come on. You could have had the food and beverage job without going on television. You wanted to go on TV.
Yeah, I did want to go on TV. That way I have a forum. I can fight back. I'm known. People see me. They know they can't f*** around me like they could if I was an unknown. That's right.
You're making a big f***ing spectacle of yourself.
Me? I wouldn't even be in this situation if it wasn't for you. You brought down so much f***ing heat on me.
You're f***ing warned. Don't ever go over my f***ing head again. You motherf***er, you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
You think they really recorded that in the desert? I don't think so. That sounds like it was recorded in a studio, doesn't it?
You know what? That's not the version that I taped off TBS.
Coming to you live from the Cappy Piper studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. If you're here, you do too. Today, what a great time of year for this client, CH Wine, Cameron Hughes Wine.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. I tell you, you're going to have family like me coming in to visit your domicile. You're going to be having some gatherings, you know, around the table. You're going to be doing a lot of that. You need good wine. Cameron Hughes finds premium vineyards that have a little extra of the best wines. They buy those extra bottles and sell direct to customers. You're paying a lot less if you want to drink this delicious wine, 40 to 80% less at Cameron Hughes. This is the lot we are spotlighting for you, ladies and gentlemen. It's lot 388. Mm. That is a 2011 Napa Valley Merlot. 2011, okay?
Yeah.
I don't know a lot about wine, but you know, those vintages, pretty good. The,
yes.
The 2011 wine's not bad. The price is under $20. It's almost impossible. It's almost impossible to find premium Napa wines for under $20, but Cameron Hughes has it, and it's amazing. Quantities are very limited, but we convinced Cameron to open up his reserve stock just for our listeners and offer this special deal. Act now for 20% off my new favorite Napa Valley wine, lot 388. That makes it less than $15.
Bargain.
Plus free shipping and a free sommelier corkscrew. That's a $25 value. But to get it, you got to go to chwine.com, click on the microphone in the upper left and enter TMOS. 20% off a premium premium wine and free shipping and a fancy corkscrew. That's chwine.com. Click the mic and enter TMOS. Get ready for the holidays. Don't wait. This offer this week only. chwine.com. Do it today. Thank you. Thank
Good
you very much.
Boom. Good poem, okay. Mike. Great poem.
Well, you know what? I just I've been very, very upset. Very upset at the reactions of so many Americans. I've been very, very upset, especially at the news media that I was listening this morning. And I was having breakfast in the other room and listening into the audio. And I was saying to myself, good God, if you had terrorists that were sitting there and writing the copy for these news broadcasts, you couldn't possibly fearmonger any better than they are fear-mongering.
Right.
And I think that, look, I know we have to be aware, we have to be vigilant, but it freaked me out. And I said, I don't want to get political because God
Please
knows
don't.
There is a political war going on between side A and side B, but I wanted to express the way I felt.
The American spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't think any of that is political. I think that's what we were all here for, and I wanted to just say, don't be afraid. If that's the message anybody takes from that poem.
The same feeling I got, the warm, fuzzy feeling I got from your poem was the same feeling I got from Five-O Goes West when he was discovering the frontier.
Mike, he was a brave mouse, and his adventure paralleled that of many Americans of the time.
This is something I want to get out on this podcast, and this is not political.
Okay.
But I do believe this with all of my fiber of my being. Don't you guys feel like I feel that inevitably, no matter how bad it is, don't you feel like we're going to kick this thing's ass?
Of course.
We're going to inevitably, we're going to win. I don't have any doubt. There is no doubt.
I don't even talk about, watch the news anymore because this probably started, I would say, this past weekend. I was in this malaise, as you guys would say. That,
I think a lot of people were.
I say it all the time.
I think a lot of people were down.
Yeah, and I said, never mind. You know what? I got a life to live. I want to do the best I can to continue working as hard as I can and to do what I can, my part, to continue simulating this economy and work hard. That's
and you
it.
Know what? Someone said something very simple, but I found it very valid. They said, we are no more likely to be attacked in our country today than we were before the incidents in
Paris.
And
Mike, we're in D.C. We get to see the security. You're in Florida.
You guys are in a much different situation.
You don't see the Secret Service everywhere. You don't see the trucks everywhere. Yeah. You don't see the cops now everywhere.
And Mike, we don't have it every day. We don't have a gate.
Yeah. There's no gate. Yeah, we don't have a gate. That's a good point.
I mean, anyone could walk into the city at any time. And
it's
so,
really, it's just, I think that, you know, no one ever really talks about it because maybe it might come across as arrogant, but I swear to God, that's how I feel. Deep down inside, I said, there are going to be difficult days. No doubt about it.
Right.
The word imminent, I don't like the word imminent. I really don't. I don't like it because it's been imminent for since 9/11. Okay?
Right.
But at the same time, I say to myself, you know, ultimately, when you see a guy hanging out of a Toyota with a Kalashnikov who's saying, you know, we're going to kill you. You know, I know we're going to beat that asshat eventually. I know it's not going to happen overnight, and there are going to be more of them that are going to come into the pipeline. But I think ultimately with resolve, which, my God, do we have, and do great countries all over the world have, we have resolve.
Yeah,
we have resolve, and we're going to do this. So this whole, what about this? They stoke a segment of our society that just goes into this frenzy of fear.
You just got to turn it off, Mike. It's not healthy.
Yeah.
It's not healthy at all.
It's terrible.
And it's not arrogant, Mike, to remind people that you live alongside that we live in the greatest country in the world. That's not arrogant. That's fact. And that's pride.
And I think when it comes to the idea of beating down threats, of beating bad guys, you can talk about France. You can talk about England. You can talk about Russia to a certain extent. You can talk about countries that, you know, there are a lot of countries that are in on this thing. And I think that I hate to see fear, 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 fear. I really do, because I think we are stronger than that. We're better than that. And that's what I just wanted to get across, you know.
Stay with us, Mike. We'll bring you the happy and joy.
Exactly.
We'll bring the happy, joy, because I am not letting any of this dampen, you know, my love of the holidays. We're taking Michael, who has the second illness that he's gotten from preschool.
Oh no! What has he got?
Well,
now?
They say read online. It's a petri dish. When they go to preschool, they get sick. That's the way it happens, you know. And he's we're going to take him
oh no
to see Santa's workshop. And if you want to know what
now,
part of the world I live in.
Workshop or sweatshop?
Yeah.
It's Santa's workshop.
Workshop, okay.
I venture to say I could give you all day to guess, and you would never guess where I am taking him to see Santa's workshop. I will tell you this. This is my hint.
Okay.
It is a commercial enterprise.
Ah, okay. Is it a car dealership?
It is not a car dealership. Boy.
Is it going to be
Oscar,
huge?
If I wrote it, Fusillo would be, yes. That would be the best. He was on the tube the other day donating turkeys, though.
Oh,
so
good for him.
Give
is
him
it,
his props.
Mike, yeah. Is it some sort of abandoned space that they've converted,
no.
like they would do for a
no.
Halloween store? Where
no. A hardware store.
Oh, would you like an audio clue?
Yes. Oh, I love this.
Let me give you an audio.
Audio Daily Double.
Ooh. Oh, a gator farm?
No, not a gator farm.
Oh. Citrus Ranch?
No. It's a guitar center.
A bustling citrus ranch?
Think national retail.
Oh, national. Walmart. Walmart. It's right across the street.
No, it's not Walmart. Okay. That is incorrect. No.
Pony used the clue and guessed guitar center. Because I guess because it was a banjo, but not
no,
there.
Not.
Target.
Target is a good guess.
I'm going to salute this retailer. They are not an advertiser on the Mike O'Mara Show, but I'm going to salute them today. They are the Bass Pro Shops.
Oh, that's sweet.
There you go.
Is
now,
he
going to
be wearing the vest, Santa?
You mean the fishing vest?
Yes.
No, but there. Let's just say there is a
Daddy,
slight
Santa's
emphasis.
Beard. Santa's beard smells like bay.
There are trains. There's Santa. They're decorations.
Trains,
trees.
Plural trains.
Well, I think they're like electric.
Like model trains.
It's this winter wonderland. But Carla found this channel that says the Bass Pro Shops at 5 o'clock. You can go get a free picture taken with Santa.
And then they will come right up to you and say, "And would you like an upgrade on that free photo?" Because we can give you a digital copy for $14.99.
I've been in the Bass Pro Shop in Arundel Mills. It's pretty high end. I always thought it was kind of going to be redneck like Bill. No, it's like a huge.
Does it feel like when we went to the L.L. Bean
outlet? It's like the L.L. Bean outlet.
Very, very, very much like the L.L. Bean outlet.
But everything has to do with fishing and hunting.
So like Megan Trainor would say, they're all about that bass.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. For those of you that are anti-gun, the only thing about Santa's workshop is there may be a slight emphasis on the shooting
sports. Oh, you are in Florida. Yeah.
You'll be flying with 7 reindeer this year. That's all. Now, have you seen
Rudolph's dead?
Have you seen actual photographs of the workshop? Or
yes.
Have you, okay.
Seen video. They have their own channel. They have their own channel, and Michael's addicted to the channel. He's diving in. He's ahead of the curve, which he's always been.
Good.
He is a little advanced on the whole knowledge of Santa, and I think going to preschool, it's all Christmas, 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 Santa, Santa, baby Jesus, all that, and he is truly
getting into
this.
Is it a church-based preschool?
Yeah, faith-based.
Yeah, it's a church. It's not secular.
Yeah, we sent Robert to what it was called Hope Preschool, and I always used to give him a hard time. I said, it's Bob Hope Preschool.
Hey, I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen.
Run by a Russian lady?
No, not run by. Why would it? I don't get that. Why would it be? Run
just
by
like
a
it's always like a foreign family. You know,
it's always.
Yeah, it always is. It's either white people or from the Eastern Bloc, taking care of other people's kids.
Eat these time for Graham Cracker.
Oh, look at little Michael. He is such good boy. Okay, boys and girls, we come to chapel and sing together now. Bring all other teachers into room now. We sing all together, boys and girls.
Hi.
They point at an abandoned fridge and say, "That's the magic box."
That's right. Go in there. Your reward is you get to go in there and cool down.
Well, you know, it's funny because I'm torn sometimes because I am, I go to church occasionally, and but at the same time, I don't like it overdone. I don't like it overdone. I want learning.
Does he come home with ash on his forehead every day?
No, but one of the things
reeking
we're going to do
incense.
On Christmas morning, we're going to put ashes on his nose because we're going to say that Santa touched his nose when he was sleeping.
That's a little strange. That's a little strange.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
No, that's off the internet. Carla's idea.
You don't want grown men touching your kid and him being okay with that.
But we used
you
to
don't
do,
want that at any age.
Be a little more passive. What we used to do.
All right,
well,
Jared,
you don't have
I'll take that under advisement.
You don't have a fireplace, do you?
No.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't. No. We used to do.
Santa's coming on the lanai.
We used to do the trail of ashes out of the fireplace so it looked like he came out. But you really can't beat the bite out of the cookie and the bite out of the carrot.
That's safe.
That's safe, and that's
real. That's no skin to skin contact.
It's safe to put the ashes on his nose, too, okay? I'm going to do that.
In the sign of Carlos
set a precedent.
In the sign of the cross.
Not safe.
Yeah. So, no, it's not ashes on the forehead.
The strangers.
And you are dust, and into dust you shall return.
I've got my holidays mixed up. I went all Eastery on you.
You know, I'm not sure. I'm looking at my camera monitor right now, and I mean, it's kind of an interesting color scheme that I have. Do I look like I'm having liver failure to you guys today?
You have looked in the past, Mike. You have looked less yellow.
Yes.
It happened when you turned on your light. Now you really look like you're dying.
Yeah.
It's the jaundice cam.
Yeah.
That's better right there. That's it.
Now you look like your natural hue.
Yes.
But I do have a good tan. I have a good Florida tan going down here.
I wouldn't go that far.
Do you think Santa will be tan?
I mean,
what do you mean you wouldn't go that far?
You still look white. I'm tanned. I know what tan is.
Well, no, I mean, you have different starting lines, boys. I mean, I think, Mike, for Irish, that's a good Irish tan on Mike. Yeah,
solid Irish tan.
Yeah, it is. Now, will Santa be tan at the workshop?
You know what?
Well, he has ash on his hands.
The little guy likes it. The little guy likes it. We're going tonight because we figured Thursday there wouldn't be a crowd. They've already opened it before Thanksgiving. I figured get it out of the way before the crowd scene. Everybody's going to be going after Thanksgiving, so I don't want to be
there. You say it's a workshop. Are there going to be elves?
I don't know. It's got a big, like, huge area that they've blocked out in the Bass Pro Shops, and Santa's there, and the little winter thing. It's wonderful. He's into it. He's
totally
into it.
I would call ahead if I were you and say, what time do you think we should arrive? Because the people that work there will have a better gauge of how popular this event is for people.
Well, we have no choice. We're going to – Santa's available at 5 o'clock. And so we're getting there right at 5. That's what we're doing.
Santa's available at 5?
Well, that's when they say Santa's going to be there.
Okay.
Do you know what Santa's hours are on Saturday?
What?
10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Do you think they have one Santa? They have one Billy Bob
Mike,
Thornton that's dealing with that all day.
There is only one Santa.
Oh, that's right. Do you think they're doing Santa in shifts? Though?
No, what they'll do is Santa will get a break. And they'll put up a sign that says, I'm out feeding my reindeer.
Yeah. Most people work long days.
I guess they got to make the money, and they got to make the money. I wonder if Santa gets medical benefits.
Santa's on. Oh, you know what? I don't think Santa has dental.
Oh. I think
I've seen a lot of Santas.
I think they all with members of the Harley Owners Group in Fairfax.
On the radio, we've talked to real Santas, and they say that they just get like a 30-minute break and for lunch, and then they have to come back.
If you're at the mall and you see Santa after the break, and he's coming down the escalator, and he just looks like a normal guy.
Yeah,
he's standing like with people that have shopping bags and kids and strollers, and there's
he's got
Santa
a Starbucks in his hand.
Yeah, he's got a latte.
Have you guys ever had the pleasure? Have you ever played Santa?
I have.
Have you ever, Oscar?
This body doesn't allow that.
No, you get the padding. You put the padding. I mean, like a fake Santa. You do that thing. I've done that. And, you know, it's not just fat guys that can play Santa, you know?
Yeah, and you know who we're talking about, right? It's Papa Navidad.
Papa Noel. Papa Noel.
Papa Noel. I did it for the homeless shelter at my restaurant back in the day, my failed restaurant.
Oh, that's sweet.
I did it at an appearance for a bank, of all things. They used to do the most screwed up things for me when they were trying to like trying to sell stuff at JFK. Like we talked about me selling cleaning car windows, right, as an appearance for a Shell station, I think. They said, come meet the Don and Mike Show's Rabe at whatever bank was doing a grand open. He'll be Santa Claus, so bring the kids. And so
I
was Santa Claus, but it was really, really cool. I loved it. I thought being Santa is neat. And there's also a picture.
Were you selling bonds? What were you doing?
I was just being there. It was just a radio station promotion. And back in the day that a bank would be advertising on JFK. I don't know.
Pretty wild.
I didn't sell
low
it.
Low point in your career.
There is. Oh, no. One
this
of the higher points.
This might be it. Right?
I loved being Santa. There was nothing more fun. It was so much fun to do that. I think the Mike O'Mara show needs a Santa, though, and I'd like to assign the task. And he's not here today. And he's been showing less and less interest in our show. I would like to make sure that Santa Rofo comes during the holidays on one show.
I don't think it's too much to ask, Mike.
I don't think it's too much to ask for him to acquire. We'll pop for the suit. We'll pop for the rental. Okay. I'll pay for the rental and have him. You guys pick the day, make the arrangements.
If you have to pay for the rental, he should have to bring a gift for all of us.
I believe he should. Yes. And what should the value of the gifts be?
Between 20 and 50.
Well, no. It's Rofo. Exactly. I would say less than $20. Less than
$20. 18 to 20.
10 to 20.
10 to 20 is good.
10 to 20.
$10 to $20 gifts for everybody.
And if Rofo is walking the streets dressed as Santa Claus, he's probably going to get 10 to 20.
And he can't get dressed in here. He's got to be dressed as he walks in.
Oh, and you know what's great?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He's been, in order to save money on parking, he's been riding public transit.
Yes.
So he has to ride public transit dressed as
Santa Claus. As Santa.
Yes.
You know what I look forward to?
He needs to get on
the
Y8 as Santa.
I want the interview with Santa. That's what I look forward to.
So you need something to do, Astrage?
I look forward to that.
So you need something to do, Astrage?
So you want him to be in character and be Santa?
Rofo's actually working when he's not coming in here, or is he just not wanting to ride the bus?
He's committed to the Gary Stein Tony Perkins get together. That's his priority now that he is spotlighted on that show. He's getting much more ego gratification from that show. He's just a cog in our little machine.
What would be great is if we got a several day rental of the Claus outfit, Mike. He could wear it to the Perkins show, and Gary Stein could try to guess what he is.
Mike, if you had to rank the interns. If you had to re-rank today,
the ones currently serving?
Currently. So let's say Diego, you've got Mac, you've got Rachel, and you've got Rofo.
Rob Ford.
Who do you think really makes the top three?
Based on her incredible performance with bringing that tape to us, you got to rank Rachel as the number one seed right now. Rachel has moved up to the number one seed.
All right.
I don't want to dismiss our good friend Adrian Diego. I think he's a wonderful kid.
It's coming along nicely.
He's definitely knocking at the door. But good old Mac, as far as loyalty and hanging in there, Mac has
and
been
wardrobe.
A stellar intern, doing an amazing job for us. And then you have you have Diego right after that.
Wow.
That brings Rofo in at the bottom currently.
Okay,
yeah, but you know what's nice? Rob Ford.
Solid ranking.
Rob Ford,
thank you.
Still in the top five, which is great.
Yeah. But no, Rofo just hasn't posted, you know? So, I mean, that's all there is.
These are today's totes.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, that tote changes almost every day.
Sliding scale.
Let me point out, Mac walks in at one of his usually 10:02 appearances. He'll go right down to the bottom again.
That's right. It'll happen. He'll lose the bear. It'll happen.
Yep.
Top three,
we'll
Diego.
Take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. I want to get an Oscars world when we come
good.
Back.
Oh, good. Good.
You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
Mellow as the month of May.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
And on this week's edition of our show, Rob Spiewak.
Here in the studio.
Absolutely. And we get to talking about all-time movies.
Oh, yes.
But still, please listen to the show.
You don't have to add that.
Also, I'm getting strange emails from GQ. I'll explain that to you as well. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the brand new Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Nuts.com.
Oh,
hey, it's great that all these advertisers fit into the holiday so beautifully.
Yes.
Last week, I sent my daughters two delightful gift baskets from Nuts.com. They loved them. They were delicious. Nut munchers, you already know that Nuts.com has the best tasting nuts on the planet, and they've got the convenience of shopping online. It's fantastic. Nuts.com, if you go to their website, they've got great pictures, easy to navigate. It's easy to search. Ordering is a breeze. Right now, new customers can get 4 free samples when you go to nuts.com and use the code TMOS. That is a $15 value. You'd be nuts not to do it. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed and has been since the company was founded in 1929. Nuts.com also has over 3,000 snacks. We've told you about the dried fruit. We've told you about the gummy bears, all the sweet treats, the baking goods, the coffees, the teas. Nuts.com. Big, salty, sweet, whatever kind you like to munch on. Let them take care of you and your taste buds right now. New customers get 4 free samples. Choose from over 50 options. That's, as we mentioned before, a $15 value.
Yes.
When you go to nuts.com and use the code TMOS, that's nuts.com and the code TMOS for 4 free samples with your order. Minimum purchase required. Thank you, nuts.com. We love them, and you will too. Welcome back to the show. Oscar had mentioned a couple of days ago that the Familia is descending on not on your particular residence. Right?
No,
your mom's
no,
house,
no, no.
Are they at your mom's house?
I believe what he said it was that it was getting kind of hectic.
Yeah, they're going to Santana Manor, which is in Olney, Maryland.
Oh, please say Santana Manor.
Santana Manor. And so my dad's in town. He came in town this past Saturday. My brother and my sister-in-law are coming in town, and we have some friends that are going to join us for Thanksgiving, right?
What is it like? Let me ask you this, and I've never asked you this question before. What is it? You've talked about how the amazing amount of time that your father spends away
overseas,
from your mother. Overseas, literally out of the country for months
abroad.
At a time. And he's done that for forever. What is it like when, you know, you're not in the house anymore, obviously, but when he first comes back, is there an adjustment period? Is there any awkwardness between mama and papa?
I imagine that there is probably some tension when Papa Bear comes back in the house.
How long was he away this time?
I think like 4 months.
Wow.
But the tension isn't the tension of, I can't believe you're back. It's, oh, you're back. Now I can't live my life. You know what
because
I mean?
Because they have settled into a pattern where they live separately.
They live separately. She'll fly down and see him maybe for a week, and then she'll fly back. But she likes...
Think of this, Mike. Think of this where you are right now, okay? And think about where you were when you were celebrating the 4th of July. That's how long they've been apart. Yeah. From the 4th of July until now.
But in my father's defense, which I don't like to defend on a regular basis,
he's your dad.
He has invited my mom to come live with him. She just doesn't want to do it because she likes being close and in the States to her niece, her grandchildren. She likes to see her grandchildren on a regular
basis.
Then
do you think he knows, I don't want to overthink this, but do you think knowing that she's going to say no, that's why he's inviting?
Look, the man's living the dream. He can do what he wants, and who wouldn't want that, Mike? And I can't blame him.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, it depends. I mean, there's certain people, myself included, I need people around me because I don't have... We mentioned before that whole friendship thing.
Yes.
I do not have... That is not my life. My life is really my wife and my son right now. That's kind of... That's
don't forget your daughters.
I socialize. Mm-hmm. I've been playing a lot of golf down here, so I'm seeing the guys, which is great, but... Ultimately, when it comes to that, I'm still awkward. I'm not comfortable with it. But your dad,
my dad has tons
world.
Of friends in Latin America. My brother went down there this past January for a month and said that he hasn't seen him this happy in forever. Because if you think about it, even when he came to the States, most of his friends either moved back to Latin America or just moved away completely, right?
Okay.
And I get this. The man's still working. He's 74 years old. I went home this past weekend to see him. Well, I picked him up from the airport, drove him home. And what was wild about it is I thought we're going to hang and watch maybe a soccer game, something on Univision. Who knows what he likes to do? I was just going to hang out with him. And he said, he goes, thank you, Oscar. I have to start working on the contract I picked up a couple of weeks ago. And I said, a contract? He's working on another contract for the World Health Organization. He's still grinding it out.
How old was he when he packed up the family and came to America?
He was 34.
So that's a relatively young man. But are you saying that when he arrived on our shores at age 34, he never really built a social life here?
He did, but his social life was built through work, right? Just how we have friends at work.
Understood.
And all of them were diplomats. They all either came for 2 years, three years, 4 years, and then they left.
Great
so
soccer team.
I guess I'll rephrase the question. Yes. Does life change? Do the rules change? Do your rhythms, your brothers and sisters,
the level
do
of guilt
do the rhythms
goes up
change?
A little bit. Look, a couple
explain
things.
Explain that. How does the level of guilt
guilty?
Go up?
Well, because it's Latin guilt. Like you feel like you should be hanging out with your dad more often.
Understood.
I'm in school. I can't.
Well,
shouldn't
the guilt be on him a little bit, though, I would think, because he hasn't been around?
Yeah, I imagine. He pays. The way I look at it is, yes, he should be around. But in the long run, my mom does have the option to go down and be with him, right?
Okay.
So it's two ways. Also, I guess the most awkward part of the weekend, and I forgot about this, and it really didn't happen this weekend. It happened.
I hate to interrupt, but do you get jacked when your dad's coming back? Do you get
excited? No, it's just another job. Another compromiso, as you would say in Spanish. Another
requirement of you. Requirement more stuff of me. Is required of
you. So you get a feeling of obligation.
Yeah, because he likes to hang out. And I can't hang out because I'm in school and I got a job and I got companies to run.
So you don't go, oh, my dad's here. I can't wait. Daddy. You're more like, okay.
I'm a grown
man, Mike. The loyalty and obligation towards family is kind of a burden to you?
Right now, it's a burden because I'm in school. At Thanksgiving, it's going to be wonderful to see him and hang out with the family, and everything's going to be cool, right?
Now, will there be fricassee?
Fricassee. Rob and I both. See, the fat guys immediately went. The fat guys immediately went to the food.
Like, that was, you know, normally what would be just awkward was really disgusting.
Well, it was because disgusting. We both and did it more at disgusting the same with time. You because you knew the name of it, the fricassee.
Fricassee.
So, again, is it weird for me? It's a little weird because I still hold a little resentment towards my dad because he could just say, hey, lady, you come down here, instead of like, it's an option. You can always come down, like that passive aggressive knowing that she'll never go.
So we need to be a stronger pimp hand with your mom?
No, I just think that it's like, I don't see him like really saying, come on down. You know, the price is right.
Is he still as strong-willed about your life and your brothers and sisters' lives like he was when you kids were growing up? Like when he gets off that plane, is it the man is here now or have things softened in that regard?
No.
Because he's simply older.
He runs Border Town. Like he's the boss. The boss, and that's the way it goes. He asked me if he goes, have you driven the Mercedes? His Mercedes that he just doesn't drive and is there, right?
The one that you wrecked the seat on with the screwdriver?
Got it fixed.
The old one.
Yeah.
Classic, Mike.
And he said, he goes, oh, Dad, I don't drive your car. You know that. Not anymore. And he says, Oscar, you have to drive my car at least once a month or the engine goes bad. And I'm like, I don't think that's true.
So he's already coming down on you.
I don't think that's true, old man, but all right. Like, if you want me to drive your car, I get it.
Now, when you picked him up at the airport, did you wear the fancy watch?
Yeah, I dressed up.
But I mean, you know,
I dressed up.
The watch he gave you last year.
Yeah,
the watch
the car. I put it on. It's all dusty. I don't wear it any other time.
That's right. You know, if you don't wear that watch once a month, it goes bad.
So this is the bit, though. Since my dad left, and I thought I had mentioned it somewhere, but I hadn't. I just recently, the guys on Big O and Dukes, they jogged my memory that I hadn't talked about it anywhere.
Right.
So my brother and I got a drop cam from my mom because I haven't been able to go and see my mom on a regular basis.
A drop cam.
Yeah, to check in. It's a security camera, basically. Okay. Right? A Nest cam, I think they call them now.
All
right. And so it's Wi-Fi. So for example...
Is it hidden in a teddy bear?
No, it's not hidden in a teddy bear. So we put it in the...
Mom is going over to the TV. Oh my God, what is she doing?
So we put it in the living room. To make sure that if we hadn't heard from her, we couldn't reach her, that either of us, really my brother, not me, because I don't have the login right now.
Right.
That he could confirm proof of life, right? So.
Wow, you know, it took him no time, Mike, to get to the phrase proof of life.
So, it's funny because if I can't race to Olney and my brother clearly is in Boston... He just hops on the old, and I have the logins. I got to find the login. We'll
put them up at MikeAmerishow.com.
He'll go on the drop cam and he'll make sure that she's still scurrying around.
Does she know that she's being watched?
Yeah, we told her.
Okay.
If you put her on MikeAmerishow.com, she'll be monitored
but
by Trip Apple.
I had to.
24 hours.
This was
a
the
day.
Weird part. I remember that was going on. My dad's back in town. I had to call my father yesterday and tell him how to unplug it. Because he's now home, because I don't need to see things that he's doing when I'm not there.
Oh, yeah. He's got 4 months.
And he does my brother.
Mike, he's got 4 months built up.
God. You're disgusting. Stop it.
We're passionate people, Mike.
I don't speak Spanish, but something was said when he got home and Oscar left with his watch. And Mr.
Nasty.
Santana said, turn the teddy bear through the wall.
Oh God!
I am going to do things that the bear does not see.
So my dad got in a huff. He says, "Why are you monitoring us in Spanish?" Right? And I was like,
"How do you say that in Spanish?"
Por qué me estás mirando? And I was like, we're not looking at you. This is because you left town, and we want to make sure mom's alive, and I can't come home every weekend like
Proof
I used to.
Proof of life, Papa.
Yeah, and I said, just unplug it, and we won't meet at you anymore.
So did he find it before you told him?
No. He didn't, because it's on the mantle. It's facing the kitchen through the living room.
What is this? It must be some sort of trophy that one of my sons have won, but not Oscar.
Oh, now I'm excited.
Okay, I can't. No, not Speedy Gonzalez.
I'm sorry. It's the
That's
only one I have.
So stereotypical.
I'm so sorry.
Okay,
so
you're running around the house looking for a piece of cheese.
No, but what's
la cucaracha,
funny.
La cucaracha.
No, I'm sorry.
is that then I had to text my brother and say, hey, man, I had Dad unhook the drop cam because I don't think you want to see anything or I want
to
see anything
they're
doing.
You're such good sons. I have really to point out, you're such good sons. You have a drop cam to monitor mom. You know, don't get just. We had a life alert for my mom, you know, the thing I've fallen, I can't get up. We didn't have the monitor, the camera. And the thing about the family of toil. The family of struggle. You do things. You're utilizing technology, but you're not utilizing technology in the proper way. The woman, if you are worried about her being alone and falling, get her the right device so that she can press a button, and that is monitored.
She refuses to wear it. We asked. Can we get you a life alert? They're called life alerts.
She's such a pain in the ass.
She refuses to wear it.
I'll call her as Larry King and make sure that she puts it on.
This is the woman that if you call her voicemail, it says, hello? 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 Hola? 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 And I'm like, and she's not pranking you. That's how she recorded her voicemail.
But you know, Mike, there's a little bit of what it is, too, is this puts Oscar in control. He doesn't have to depend on her wearing the life alert and having the button. He can look in anytime he wants.
This
and
is
it's
true.
A control.
And she's spry for her
and
age.
It's a struggle. It's a little more. He has to monitor.
I lost the amazing login.
Do you occasionally just peek in on her? And just
No. This is what happens. I call her. I call her on her cell. And usually I get a call back because when her cell phone rings, she doesn't know how to check voicemail. So she calls all of us back and see if we called. And so it's like a lottery if she gets you and you did call.
Right.
And then the only time we ever have to monitor and it really happens is if, and my brother does it more than I do because he's not close. So he probably worries more than I do. Is when he can't reach her on her cell phone. She hasn't called back. So it's like a day. We wait for a day.
So have you ever looked at the monitor? You ever looked at the monitor and seen like all the kitchen furniture stuck up to the ceiling? That's a little paranormal activity joke there.
No.
Hey, a little paranormal activity humor there.
I
want to tell you that's why.
I only looked at the monitor, I would say twice. Yeah. My brother on a regular basis, he changed the password because apparently the password we were using, and Pony knows about passwords, was pretty silly. Because if we ever thought we had to log in outside of the Nest Cam, we had to deal with something because we had to change it. And my brother, for some reason, never gave me the update. He sent me a text, but he never actually gave me the login update.
Okay.
So it's been unplugged now?
And now it's unplugged.
All right.
But pick up her new album, Oscar's Mother Unplugged.
I had to tell my brother that we unplugged the camera because I didn't want him to think something was wrong.
Oh, he logs in and sees nothing and he has to get on a train.
Well, it's better than if he, you know, now the dad's home, if he turned it on and saw, you know, something.
Oh, yeah.
And for you perverts out there, my mom never walked around naked in the house or anything like that. She's got She's got a tall t-shirt she walks around in sometimes. That's about it.
Tall t-shirt. Yeah. That's nice.
Anything under the t-shirt?
I don't want to know that.
Who's gross now? How dare you?
She got a piece of panettone and a tall t-shirt. That's how she rolls.
Okay, thanks for the update. We'll take a break and come back. And I have some Christmas tree questions that I'd like to open up.
I can entertain those.
We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our Holiday MVP Package this holiday season. We want to give back. The holidays are all about giving, right? So we're going to give away five $250 gift cards as our way of saying thank you to the best listeners ever. Five big gifts for our five TMOS Holiday MVPs, and it could be you. Here's how you do it. All you have to do is subscribe to the 2016 TMOS Bonus Package. Everyone who buys the 2016 Bonus Package is automatically entered to win one of the gift cards, a little holiday bonus from us to you. The 2016 Bonus Package will get you full access to all of the year's bonus content, both audio and video, and access to the entire Bonus Show anthology at over 25% savings, plus a chance at being the TMOS Holiday MVP. It's all waiting for you at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Just click the banner marked TMOS Bonus Packages. Even if you're currently subscribed, it's the best time to renew, and it makes a great holiday gift for the TMOS fan in your life. Get one of them and one for yourself. Get one for them and for you. Good luck. We want you to be our TMOS Holiday MVP, and thank you for a great 2015. Here's to an even better 2016.
Here.
Nice.
I want to mention that on the show next Wednesday, a special holiday show, we're going to be doing the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. We're welcoming Patton Oswalt to the show.
I can't wait.
Patton Oswalt will be joining us, the Mike O'Mara Show Thanksgiving special. Forget the parade, never mind Charlie Brown. Thanksgiving Wednesday, Patton Oswalt returns to the TMOS studios, a very special TMOS with a special start time. We're starting Wednesday, November 25th at 11:45 a.m. Download it or stream it live.
Live.
And get your holidays started right and give thanks for the funny Patton on TMOS. Don't miss that next week. And then gets done doing the show and boom, bam, right out to the comic book store.
It's in his in his rider, Mike. It's in his rider. He says, yay, comic books.
So I don't know what it is. I have gone between angst over world events to actually approaching the holiday spirit with my two-year-old because he's getting into it, and that's the
it's
best
the
thing
It's fun with kids, Mike.
It is great with kids. It changes it. It really does.
You know, I'm treating my wrist right now. Can you see that mark on my wrist? Can you see
that?
Yeah.
It's unsightly.
Now. I can no longer wear wristwatches. Because
And that's like your lucky thing.
They make me fall down.
What happens with your luck now?
Yeah. I don't know, but every time I wear a wristwatch, I get a minor skin irritation.
Leather or
that.
Metal or both?
I had a rubber one.
Space-age polymers. Get,
mm-hmm. So that irritated it, and then I actually went on Amazon and ordered a special nylon band, which was much lighter, and that lasted a long time. And then I noticed I had that same area of irritation, and it.
I think that comes with age, Mike. It's nothing crazy.
Your paper thin skin.
Yeah, your skin gets thinner. When I had my wonderful elderly neighbor, every time he'd run into something, something would happen to his skin.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes.
No. Oscar. And talking about. Heal. Are you talking
Oscar!
About? Are you comparing
Donald.
Me to Donald for Christ's sake?
Oscar, I ran into the door jam. Look at my wound.
Yeah, it's like this. Okay. Oh, I hit my arm. Oh, yes. Look at the skin breaking.
You're wearing with a wrist watch, and now you can't wear watches because your skin gets irritated.
Do you think you're wearing it too tight?
Maybe.
Maybe you're too aggressive.
Carla says I should say. Carla says it. I should. What do you mean I'm too aggressive?
I'm gonna put this richer one on.
Turn it up. Turn it up. Notches.
Hey, it's on.
No. But is there a protocol for like? For keeping watches sweat-free and all that? I mean, I don't know.
Well, one thing, and it's probably quite popular in your neighborhood, would be switching to a pocket watch.
You know, I'm trying to get some information.
Mike, I'm going
to
help you. I'm not going to mock you. I'm going to help you.
This is the man who's going to help you.
When I was a avid runner, I ran the half marathon. Not a full marathon.
Yeah,
half marathon.
Exercising or being in the humidity, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I remember there was probably... into month four, I had to purchase an item called Glide, and Glide stops.
I mean, that's for sex.
No, that's Astro Glide. This Glide is to prevent chafing of skin.
What kind of Tro Glide?
Okay. Now, and you can get it anywhere, especially at running stores, but and you get it online on Amazon. So you just take the Glide, rub it on your wrist, and when you wear your watch, it will prevent chafing.
What's
like
kind
a second
that's
skin?
Exactly
it's like
what
a second
this is.
Skin.
This is chafing.
It's like a second
this is
skin.
How do you apply it?
It's like a roll-on.
Okay, that's what you need, Mike.
Usually, you have to use Glide when you're running more than 8 miles.
This
Mike,
is why
for you and a watch. Why not?
Yeah, for me, it's just a trip down the stairs. But I will tell you this. Hey, but I want to tell you.
Hey, it's wild.
But I don't. Put it on your thighs as well. It'll probably help out with the jeans.
Put it everywhere.
You know, that's a great idea. I will do that. And even though
you know
I'm
what,
40,
he tempers.
Even though I'm 40 pounds down now.
Attaboy.
Thank you very much.
Isn't it great?
40 pounds down.
In the rare instance that he does offer some help, he still tries to be a jerk.
What do you
mean?
He does.
Yeah,
yes,
the joke about
what
the thighs.
It wasn't a joke.
It's a fat joke.
I'm just trying to help here.
And also, it's not that he's not running. He's in a very humid environment.
Oh,
that's exactly what it is.
I didn't think about
that.
Jerk. Yeah, like when I'm working outside. You know when it really kicked up? It kicked up when I was washing a car outside on a really like a 94-degree day.
How much money did you raise? How much money did you raise?
I only raised a significant amount of money when I rubbed my tits on the...
I thought you were doing a comic book fundraiser. It's themed comic book wise, and you're dressed up as the Hulk. Ripped jeans.
Have to say, hold on, you've caught me in a lie.
You don't wash cars.
I wasn't washing my car.
Oh,
when's
I
the
was
last?
Outside, I was washing something, but I wasn't washing.
I know
my
what you
car.
Were washing.
I know you do, because you got that brain, and you know exactly what I was watching. Go ahead.
The golf cart.
You're an ass.
No, because you know why?
I'm embarrassed now.
No, because my dad does it too. And he'll call me and he'll use one of his great words. He say, guess what? I said, what? He says, the easy go is Bristol. And I say, oh, he watched the golf cart.
How do you dirty up a golf cart?
Well, for
use. Years. I hadn't washed this in years. Oh, yes, and by the way, yes, my electric power washer pooped the bed.
My dad's died yesterday, too.
Yeah, I used it twice.
What about a regular hose?
Because the hose isn't powerful enough to get all the gribblies out.
Just put your thumb over the end.
Yeah, put a little elbow grease into
Tony,
it.
Tony, then why don't you get on a plane, and I'll fly you down on Frontier Airlines.
All right.
Come here and power wash with your bony Ichabod Crane thumb my golf cart.
You know, Mike, it would actually be very financially effective, because even with the new restrictions, you can still check him as a carry-on.
Yeah. Oh, Mike, I figured it out. You want to spend some money? Let's wrap your golf cart with the show logo. That's the way. That really would be
I ordered the logo golf balls yesterday, and I am reimbursing myself.
Oh, you should. Absolutely.
As well,
I could only get 6 dozen. That was the minimum that I could.
Why not, Mike?
That's
72 golf balls.
Nothing can like I do market, that, Oscar?
No, you can't.
Can I do
you
that?
Actually can't. No, that's not going to happen. Right. I apologize.
All right, I'll just bonus myself.
72 golf balls, Mike. That's enough for 3 rounds.
I was washing my golf cart in South Florida. I was washing my golf.
But seriously, if you want the show
but what
to
do
pay...
I do about the power washer? Now I got to get rid of it. I'm not going to take it back to the big box store they're not going to... I mean, I want to use... I don't want to buy a new one, for God's sake.
You got to take it back and demand satisfaction. Yes. But what you should do, call ahead.
I don't even remember where I bought it. I know it's one of the big box stores. I don't remember where.
Take it to all three.
Yeah, I was drinking.
Just take it to all three and say, hey, I think I bought it here. I'm sure they're used to the elderly forgetting.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, all right, let's figure it out.
What is the deal with the elderly thing again?
Because that's where you live.
Well, it's where I live, but I mean, I'm just trying to do some household projects. That's not what the elderly do. He's saying that the people are going to be used to the elderly forgetting, so they'll be ready for someone who is young and vibrant, haven't forgotten. Mm-hmm. He wasn't calling you old. He was calling the country old.
But
here's the moral of this story is don't buy an electric power washer because they suck.
Yeah, you need gas.
They totally suck.
You need gas.
It was horrible. I mean, it was fine. It was going, and I was running the water through it, and then it wouldn't come out the little Schwanstucker. And so I'm pressing on the thing, and it goes,
what's the brand?
Completely died. No.
You know the brand?
I don't know.
It's some sort of is it from out of town?
It might be Ryobi.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They've been bitter since they lost the war. They're sending us bad equipment.
We can't do a show without an Asian slur.
How long does it take you to wash the cart usually?
I have not done a major washing of the cart since I owned the cart.
Do you have a rear-facing back seat, or do you have
where the golf clubs go, Rob.
Okay, storage. Because you use it as a practical golf cart.
No, I use it also as my son loves golf cart rides, and
sure,
that's what we do in
all
the
kids
evening.
Do.
We go around the neighborhood
or
and do a golf
you
cart
could,
ride.
You could wrap it as the General Lee. Oh, that would be fun for a kid.
With the Confederate battle flag?
No battle flag. We'll put the
not
PC
allowed,
one. The PC
not allowed down here. Not allowed in Cocoonville.
You can't wrap
very,
it?
They're very specific in there. The only thing you can put on the front of the golf
cart. Oh, here we go, Rob.
Yes.
Here we go.
What?
The only thing you can put is your name. So you can put Carla and Mike on there.
How about just the word Mike?
They have that on the golf carts down here.
Oh, and do it backwards so when people see it in rearview mirrors, they'll know that it's Mike.
No, you don't do it backwards because they've got some of the people have
great.
That down
that
here.
That would be great.
One guy had shamrocks on his. It was cute. And some people have sports team flags.
The shamrock. Now, was that the Irish symbol or your old producer?
It's a picture of shamrock.
It's covered in puke. What if we got you little flags that said Mike O'Mara Show? Would you wave those and be proud?
Yeah.
By the way, congratulations to Jack Diamond for getting back on the radio in Washington,
D.C.
Something to listen to in the morning.
Congratulations to my old radio partner, Kirk McEwen, for getting back on the air at 98 Rock. Congratulations to Mike O'Mara for still staying in his
Mike.
Living room.
Mike.
Congratulations to Mike O'Mara for trying to return his power washer.
I got an email. I got an invite to Jack Diamond's party in Bethesda yesterday. Welcome back party. It was so strange.
Is that his New Year's Eve party or his welcome back
party? His welcome back party.
Oh, that's
isn't
good.
That wild?
He sent me a very sweet That's sweet. I congratulated him. He gave me a very sweet response. And, you know, we had a radio war with Jack way back in the day. When I worked over there right across the hall from him, we became good friends. And he's a good guy, and I wish
good
him
story.
The very, very best. It's a tough environment out there in corporate radio, people. Very, very rare to get a guy that gets the old heave-ho and then makes a return engagement. That's very cool. That radio station imploded when he left. That's the bottom line. And, he's
personality-driven. Radio is coming back.
Now, do you know, Mike, that they would, that when he came back, they stunted for 4 days as Christmas music.
Yeah.
I know. They got heard us. About that, and then they went away from it. But that'll be the other station. Is the other station going to do Christmas music?
They've been doing it for like 10 days already.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
That's, man, how lucky did our old friend 00, Lou Katz, get when he got a job at that radio station?
That's true. That's very true.
A station that for months of the year just plays Christmas music and their ratings go through the roof.
A month and a half.
Yeah. He doesn't have to do dick.
Yeah.
He just sits there. I mean, he just phones it in. I would walk in there. I'd have a fifth of bourbon before I'd go into that studio. I'd be like, Wash FM, here's Burlives.
And the thing is that he's not as sick of the Christmas music as many of the disc jockeys because he didn't listen to it growing up.
Okay. All right, God, you just can't help yourself, Mike, today. Wow. The Asians and now the Jews.
To be fair,
I'm a big fan.
To you, I think, and you know in your heart of hearts, if you wanted to be back on the radio, you could be back on the radio. And we are technically with
KCJJ.
And
we are on the radio, yeah.
Yes.
You know, I'm not going to be that arrogant to say that I know that for a fact.
I know that for a fact. I'll be arrogant.
I will say this, that if I pursued it with vigor, that you probably are correct.
Yeah.
That
yes.
I would. I love what I'm doing now. There's nothing I would change about this other than a few more zeros at the end of that paycheck. Am I right, ladies?
Sadly, you're stuck with the zeros that are in the studio right now.
there is no. I mean, we've been doing this a long time now. And I like it. I am set in my ways. I like this. I just want more and more people to hear it, and I want more and more people to support us, and that's what we're working on.
You know,
that's
we are staring,
we're working on behind the scenes, and that's how it goes. So
we are staring at 6 years.
6 years.
Yes.
6 years right around the corner.
Lost years.
The idea that, now, is Jack going to be doing the show from his home like I heard he wanted to? Or
I heard he's
going
into
the
studio, but that isn't confirmed.
You know, if you're doing it every day with a morning drive show, you know,
and a crew, I mean, he's got the whole
crew,
thing going.
You want to be there. For
says
that,
the man
you
know, that moved to two cities.
And does a show. I got no leg to stand on that one. You didn't waste any time on that, did you?
Well, that's pretty obvious. Yeah. You're in Florida right now. We're in D.C.
Well, for my punishment, I'll put up one of those follow cams that you have on your mother.
Drop cam.
Keep an eye on you.
Last question. Christmas question, and this is that you guys probably can't give me an answer, but we want to do the live Christmas tree this
live
year.
Or real?
Live.
Keep it live.
A real.
So cut, but
probably cut.
Yeah.
If those trees are not certainly indigenous to this area,
right?
And it can get pretty warm. Do you think I'll do okay?
Fire
putting
hazard
it out on the lanai.
Don't do it.
What do you mean?
Don't do it. It'll
Mike,
dry
you'll do
out.
Better. Oh, shut up, Oscar. You don't even know what you're talking about. You do better to put it outside, actually, because of the humidity and the moisture. When you really put a cut Christmas tree in harm's way is when it's inside near like a heating vent, because that dry, hot air is what dries it out.
What about that big yellow ball
what
in the
about
sky
when
called
you,
the sun?
What about when you clear your throat before you talk? That works, too.
My point still stands.
Not really, because the lanai's in the shade.
It's not shady in there.
Most of the day it is. So
and you know what? You'll be out there. You'll keep it watered. Same rules apply. Now keep in mind.
I'm gonna get a big ass one. I'm gonna get a big one. I'm gonna get a giant one.
What's really you're gonna have to watch out for? The only thing that'll be compromised are your ornaments because there'll be wind and they can blow off. Especially Mike,
that's true.
The balls
and little Michael crawl out there. Hopefully he won't get cut.
You have to give old Spiewak credit. He knows his stuff when he talks about it.
I sold him.
He sold them, Mike. Of course, he's selling you right now.
Mm-hmm. Why? But I didn't realize any money from this.
Get a
I just
fake
love
one.
The idea of. I don't want to get a fake
pre-lit.
One.
Pre-lit. You don't have to
one.
Do anything.
You sound like you're pre-lit right
it.
Now.
I want to.
You're high. What is he, high?
I want to smell the birch. The balsam. I want to smell
the
that.
Needles everywhere.
A fir will be your most fragrant tree.
A fir. Fraser fir.
A Fraser fir is very fragrant. If you want to go crazy, you know, there
Hello,
is...
Hello, Seattle. I'm listening.
There is a variety, and you'll probably be able to find it if you search around. It's called a con-color fir, which has a lighter color. It's almost like a blue spruce in color, a longer needle, but I swear to God, it smells like tangerines. It is the greatest smelling Christmas tree you've ever seen.
I want a Christmas tree to smell like a Christmas tree. I don't want it to smell like an orange.
Well, it's still great. It's a great Christmassy smell. You will love it. But the fir is the way to go. A Fraser, a balsam. Balsam is sort of an old school deal, but
I don't have room to
tree.
Store a decent sized like fake. So I'm going to get a real. I'm going to get a real and just bring it in and put it in the back.
And then also, what are you going to do when you have to be helped up off the ground when they tell you how much a real cut tree costs?
Yeah, that's the
damage.
How
much will
right
a real
there.
Cut tree be?
Around here, I've seen. I stopped buying them when they started. The 8-footers started being in the hundreds of dollars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hundreds of dollars, Mike.
What? In the if you go into a that.
Oh,
oh
no.
My God.
Yeah.
Oh,
no. Go on Amazon. Have one delivered to your house.
Yeah. You can do that. Really? You can do that. But if you go to a standard suburban lot
that,
and you bought
when
an
did
eight.
That become a rip? Why do we rip each other off in America so much? What? Those free trees that those rednecks grow in the big fields
ho,
in
ho,
Pennsylvania?
Ho. Yeah.
For God's sake. I'm undone. I'm not. I'm going to get one that's.
Where did
that
you guys grow your Christmas trees?
We
as
bought,
kids.
We bought ours from Musser Forest in Pennsylvania.
And
when
then
you
brought
were
them
pup,
all down?
When you were,
we,
when
they
you
were
a young
ship.
Boy,
yeah, wow.
What did you sell an 8-foot Christmas tree for back in your day?
Back in the day.
If they were rubes.
you usually could sort of go by the foot. And I remember when I was doing it like at 13 and 14, a pine would be roughly $4, $4 or $5 a foot. So
just tell me what you sold a Christmas tree, yeah, Mr. Retail. What
okay,
did
you
sell?
Do you want an eight? First of all,
8-foot Fraser fir. What do you sell it for?
$48. $48, $50 if I could get it.
All right, that's a
and settle down.
When did you know you could get it? What was the tell?
The tell was normally the
nice car.
No, we looked at their cars, but also their enthusiasm.
Scumbags.
Yeah, it's so true though.
Where would you like your $700 tree in your Range Rover, Mrs. Habersham?
And then there was also, hey, I tell you what, if you do this now, we'll load it in your car and tie it down for you. We got all the twine and everything ready to go. Hey, okay. And then another thing they loved is, if you buy it, do you want us to cut the bottom of the stump off so it'll draw water better when you get home? We can take care
That'll
of that.
That'll be a 1995.
No, these were all free, but these were all your add-ons at the end. And then they would all say something like, is it true if you put an aspirin in the water, the tree will last much longer? I say, yes, old lady in your fur. Pour a whole bottle of Excedrin in. You dummy.
Okay. We will take a break and come back. News you may not need right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. Thanks for the advice, everybody. Oh, I just banged my hand on the counter here. Look, Oscar, a bruise. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more fun right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi, this is Oscar's phone. Hey. Oscar says he's too busy to record promos for Tech 411. As for Todd, well, he's just too wealthy and good-looking to do a task like that. So here we go. Tech 411 is two guys trying to bring you the biggest tech news stories for the week. They also give you an app of the week. In the end, Todd will plug White Noise and Compulsy, then talk about how hard his life is. Oscar will say hello in Chinese. Oh no, Oscar has had a few too many again and is making me get him an Uber. Please listen so he has more to do than drink.
Your personal guide to everything tech.
Tech
411 with Oscar Santana and Todd Moore.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Harry's. We love Harry's.
Yes.
And I want to tell you about Movember coming to a close. Movember is the month that men grow mustaches to raise awareness and money for men's health issues. Whether or not you participate, you should know this. Harry's is the official razor partner for Movember. So thank you, Harry's, for supporting the Movember Foundation. Just another reason to love Harry's. They're the best. They make shaving a pleasure. Harry's gives me a better shave. We've told you that. It's fantastic. It's a razor that feels great in my hand and on my face, and I love knowing that I didn't spend a fortune on razor blades. How do they do it? Well, it's simple. They bought a beautiful razor factory in Germany that's been making the highest quality blades for nearly a century. And that means the best shave of your life. It's a beautiful razor. And
it is.
Does such a great job. Get the starter set, the razor handle, 3-blade cartridges, and your choice of shaving cream or shaving gel. Only $10 with the code TMOS. $10. Always free shipping, always 100% guaranteed. That's Harry's. And Harry's gives 1% of their sales and 1% of their time back to the communities they serve. Go to harrys.com right now for this special offer just for our listeners. Enter the code TMOS at checkout and get $5 off your first purchase. That's harrys.com and the code TMOS. They are simply the best.
News.
Jennifer Lawrence recently said she's lonely every Saturday night because guys don't ask her out. Well, somebody took that as an opportunity to step up to the plate, baby. He's a Navy SEAL named Travis Fishburne from Boise, Idaho. And he made two videos asking Jennifer out. In one of them, he even displays his bow and arrow weightlifting and driving skills.
Wow, look at that.
Hopefully, hopefully she'll say yes. Do you have the video at all?
I do. I have the audio if you want to hear it. Yeah, this is. He's a Navy SEAL. And do you think that, I mean, it's when she does that statement and she says, I'm lonely every Saturday night. She has to have people that can think five steps ahead and know that this is going to happen and she's going to look like a queen and a princess.
What do you think they were thinking about when those pictures leaked? I haven't seen them, but I have a friend who did.
Yes.
And her ass was up in there.
Oh, well, you know what? Let's think about that while we listen to this.
Hi, Miss Lawrence. My name is Travis Fishburne. I hear you're having some boy problems. Understandably so. You do live in Hollywood. It's probably slim pickings down there. Sorry about that. And I also heard you're looking for a guy in Baghdad. Well, that's okay, too. But why don't we look closer to home? Maybe Boise, Idaho, where I am. Or I can come down there and take you out, or you come up here. Either way is fine, whatever's best for you. So having said that, I'd like to ask you out on a date any Saturday you want. You just let me know. Thanks.
Creepy cadence.
To the point.
Creepy cadence. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I agree. I agree. There's a creep factor there. Kind of neat.
Like a Charlie Sheen type of cadence. Yeah.
Winning!
Or you come to Boise, Idaho. You go to my crawl space where I've got all the other girls. Yeah.
Bon arrow.
The hits keep coming, people, for Josh Duggar. A porn star named Danica Dillon is suing him for $500,000, claiming he roughed her up during a sexual encounter last March.
I read about this.
Danica says she was stripping at the Gold Club in Philadelphia when Josh paid her $600 for lap dances. Then they went to his hotel room where she agreed to have sex with him for $1,500. But she says he manhandled her so badly she felt like she was being raped. The following month, Josh showed up at another club she was dancing at and apologized. But Danica says he was just deceiving her so he could get her alone and do it again, which he did.
You know, I know it's proper and it's probably the way it's in the statement, but when it says she agrees to it, don't you envision him saying, I'll give you $1,500 if you have sex with me? And she says, I agree.
I agree to it.
And how does that math add up? How many $600 dances did he have before he went to $1,500?
He had the punch card. Third one was free.
She is suing Josh for infliction of physical and emotional injuries. She says she's still being treated by a psychiatrist for severe anxiety.
It's tough to root for her, Mike.
It's tough to root for him.
Either of them.
Exactly. Eagles of Death Metal, in the band that was playing at the Paris Theater that was attacked by terrorists on Friday and yesterday, they commented publicly for the first time. They said, quote, while the band is now home safe, we're horrified and still trying to come to terms with what happened in France. Must be absolutely...
I can't even imagine
what it's like for those guys. Here's the quote. We'd like to thank the French police, the FBI, the U.S. and French State Departments, and especially all those at Ground Zero with us who helped each other as best they could during this unimaginable ordeal, proving once again that love overshadows evil. Simple, nice statement from the band. That's good stuff, and I think that's it has to be something that they'll live with them forever. That's what they're going to be known for.
Of course.
Nutrition experts came up with a list of the best foods to eat before you go out drinking.
Nice.
Now, here's something valuable for our listening audience.
You can use,
Number one is milk. High potassium. You start running low on it if you're peeing a lot, plus milk is 90% water, so it keeps you hydrated. Number two, yogurt with granola. It lines the inside of your stomach, and your body takes 6 hours to digest it. Three, hummus. It lines your stomach like yogurt, and if you eat it with raw vegetables, the nutrients help. Four, salmon, high in B12, and alcohol can cause a B12 deficiency. Number five, spaghetti. It'll absorb some of the alcohol, and the carbs will give you more energy. Six, a grilled chicken sandwich. The protein takes a while to digest, which prevents you from getting drunk too quickly, and the carbs give you energy just like spaghetti. Number seven is cereal, especially high-fiber cereal because it absorbs the booze. And number eight is eggs. They've got a lot of protein and amino acids that break down alcohol.
The weird thing is, number one, milk. I always thought that was an old wives' tale. That you
drink buttermilk before you're going out.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Yeah, I still do. The best bet for a new national holiday is a day that commemorates our fallen countrymen, and with the number of people who've been trampled to death in the quest for a $17 Blu-ray player. Maybe Black Friday qualifies. A lot of people already get that Friday after Thanksgiving as a paid day off, but should we all get it off? They're talking about a national holiday. No. Sorry. No, I don't believe it should be. According to a new survey, 39% of people say yes, Black Friday should become a holiday. The survey also found 1 out of 3 Americans go shopping on Black Friday, and 57% say it's because they really like the craziness and the energy of the day. Not me. Thank you very much. A national holiday should be a holiday where we're celebrating something special, right?
Don't you usually get it off anyways?
Yeah, most people get it off. I don't think we're going to make it formal. We don't have to make it a formal agreement. That's just my opinion. And now a little something something. A lot of people swear by Downton Abbey, and you generally picture those people as being quite sophisticated and classy. This guy shatters that image.
Huh.
A 30-year-old man in Columbus, Ohio, apparently is addicted to stealing Downton Abbey DVDs.
What?
He was arrested for shoplifting 12 Downton Abbey box sets back in January of 2014, and he did a few months in jail. When he got out in August, he stole more Downton DVD sets. He was put back in jail this year. He eventually got out, and last month he was back at it shoplifting more box sets.
This guy.
He got away before the cops showed up, so now they're on a manhunt for him. A city prosecutor says, I can't say whether this individual is binge-watching Downton Abbey or selling the box sets for drug money, but at least I give him credit for having better taste than most thieves. He'll be facing several counts of theft when they catch him. The funny thing is, I thought Tab Patterson lived in Kentucky. Thank you very much. Wow, that little inside humor from one of our favorite listeners, Tab Patterson. You see, you made some Downton Abbey stuff for me a while back. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault, Rob Spurak, right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Listen to O'Meara's and get caught up on all the shows of more broadcasting, like this clip from the Rob and Joe Show.
We are experiencing audio difficulties from our local program. No adjustment of your set is necessary.
Subscribe on iTunes or download it from MikeO'MearaShow.com every Monday right here on the More Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. We love Blue Apron.
Oh, yeah.
You'll love Blue Apron if you give it a try. I want to thank everybody that's been posting their recipes and how good the Blue Apron food has been. There were two people that actually made the same dish the other day. For less than $10 a meal, Blue Apron will deliver all of the fresh ingredients you need to create delicious home-cooked meals. All you have to do is follow the easy step-by-step instructions. Each meal can be prepared in less than 40 minutes, and that means no more overwhelming trips to the grocery store and no more takeout boring. No matter what dietary preferences you have, Blue Apron makes it a breeze to discover and prepare dishes like seared steaks and sage brown butter with cauliflower, apple, and walnut hash. Yum! This is great stuff. And the thing that's good, it's so gourmet, and you make it yourself, and it's delicious, and it's calorie-friendly as well. You'll be cooking with ingredients you've never used before. All the recipes are between 500 and 700 calories per portion. That's 500 and 700 calories. And right now, you can get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. Our treat, really, the first two meals on us when you go to blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook, and thank you. Let's open up the audio vault for Thursday, November 19, 2015.
Let us tip our hats to our number one fan, Cappy Pfeiffer, who found this video before Jimmy Kimmel found it. And Mike, you're going to love this. Did you have live music at your wedding ceremony? I know you had live,
which one of them?
Big wedding.
The number two, I had a big orchestra.
Okay.
Oh, wow. You had an orchestra?
At the reception.
I had the Gene Donati orchestra.
Oh, it was great. It was great. But at the actual wedding, did you
14 pieces, baby.
Whoa.
Did you have music at the wedding, though, the ceremony?
Yeah, yeah. As a matter of fact, hold on. I've got it.
Oh, you do? You have it? Good. Because in my, we just had an organist. You know, we just had a normal organist.
I've never been to a wedding with an orchestra before.
Oh, it was awesome.
Wow.
I believe I drank enough that I sang a song with the orchestra.
Oh, my God. Of course you did. Of course.
At Mike's request, actually.
Oh, I'm sure.
Hey, Mike, do you think it's cool?
I know I've got it.
No, Mike, back me up here. You asked me to sing at your wedding, remember?
Oh, here it is. I've got it. Here it is.
No, no, no. No, no, no.
Hey, just for S's and giggles.
Yeah. Worth it, wasn't it? Thank you very much.
Do you remember what it cost back then to have an orchestra? I can't even fathom what something like that would cost.
$8,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Adjust for inflation, we're probably talking about $15,000 in today's money.
And they were.
No, no,
were
I found
good.
The other one.
Oh, you
and
did?
Then that was the processional. The recessional was this.
Okay.
Thank you very
now
much.
Now cut that out.
Yeah. You want to hear what the minister? You want to hear what the minister said?
Sure.
Okay.
I remember. He had
They're
a
all coming in handy today. Thanks. These soundboards are working for me today. Yeah.
But you actually, you mentioned something there that had a trumpet. How would you like it if you had a trumpet player at your wedding? And there's very little explained in this YouTube clip. You can see it on our YouTube page. If you had a trumpet player to play in the bride, and this is how it went.
Cappy found that one.
She did.
Cappy, she absolutely did.
Oh my
did.
God, Cappy, that's the best tape of the year.
And what is so great is she wrote it in an email. She said, "How long were you into the tape before you even realized what he was playing?" And it was 18 seconds.
Oh my God,
NBC is playing it. They're doing it complicated with more news and Les Holt. They've got Lester Holt in France doing a satellite interview with the former head of the counterterrorism squad in the United States. So, you know, you always have that satellite skip. But even with that in place, it's hard to figure out where the crew member was that sneezed. So this is from last night on NBC News. And it's great because neither of them react
and
to it.
And now we see that ISIS can also operate with great sophistication under the radar, undetected. And that makes people scared because they don't know what they don't know.
All right, Michael Leiter, thank you.
I watched that yesterday.
Yeah, did you hear it?
And I didn't hear it. I'm so glad you isolated it because I'm just watching.
I was waiting to hear if he was on mic and say maybe it was Lester himself, but no,
it wasn't.
It was so close to whoever had the open mic.
It was someone that was right by someone who was mic'd. Pretty cool. Jimmy Kimmel did a great parody at it. It's funny you would bring up Black Friday because Radio Shack is actually doing their Black Friday sale on Wednesday.
The Shack?
Yeah, the Shack is trying to do it early, you see.
Radio Shack is open Wednesday with doorbuster deals for the whole family this holiday season. Half off on all 470-ohm watt 5% carbon film resistors for mom. Save on a 100 UF 35-volt 20% axial lead electrolytic capacitor for dad. Surprise the kids with 4-gauge wrapper compatible with all Kynar-coated wires. And treat yourself to huge markdowns on AA battery housings and coaxial adapters. Radio Shack. We don't know why we're here either.
Now, we've talked for a while. Mike, Elton John can't sing anymore. Still a very talented musician, but he just doesn't have the pipes anymore. He dropped a new record this week. It's called Looking Up. It sounds to me like he is now writing music for himself in about a 3-note range so he can sing the new songs.
I want the world upon my back. There's someone up with me, pick up a slack.
How depressing is that? One of the greatest musicians
You're
of
right,
our time.
Rob, you got it. You nailed it. Again, there's nothing about that I can disagree with. It's like. He got a little try to there, but it's like no. He's like writing songs that are easy for him to sing.
Does that come with age? Is that what happens?
It comes with misusing your instrument because you can take someone talked about him a lot. Stevie Wonder sounds exactly the way he did 40 years ago because he's taking care of his voice. Elton John is a screamer, and I don't know what else he would have done that would have harmed his throat.
Oh, geez. I can't get my joke.
Everybody today.
All right. I was going to have a joke about Oscar simply asked, does it come with age? And I was going to give him a. And then you went on to this 40-minute discussion. So
I'll take your joke, Mike.
Thank you. Yeah. I said I'd answer that question, but I'm attending to my bruises. All right.
With age, I get it.
All right. And, you know, now there's Uber and there's Lyft, right?
Yes.
L-Y-F-T.
Oh, you.
And so they're sort of competitors, but there is a
new promotion.
Yeah, but there's a new promotion where Justin Bieber is involved with Uber to try
I'm
and get
them the
edge.
I'm starting one in South Carolina. It's called Goober, ladies and gentlemen. There you go.
Yeah, welcome to Goober. Yeah, we'll pick you up in a pickup truck. Wow, that's wild stuff. Yeah,
so you might want to choose Uber or Lyft.
Lyft has a new promotion where you can get a discount on Justin Bieber's latest album. Yeah. Meanwhile, if you take Uber, you could be driven by one of the Backstreet Boys. So it works.
That's your magic honey of all.
Nice.
Have a great Thursday, everybody.
That's it. Another Michael Mara Show's come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MichaelMaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Michael Mara Show for a letter or package, send it to Michael Mara Show, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, email Rob with two B's at MichaelMaraShow.com. Remember, the Michael Mara Show relies on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about the MLS and make sure they get it, too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Michael Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Michael Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Hey, not so fast, Mr. Big Shot. I got to tell you that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So shop Amazon and use our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.